Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tess. And congratulations. It's so good to see you here in the driver's seat of the panel.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we're going to be having these chats.
I'm so excited.
And what a week to start with Writers Festival.
I know, of all the weeks. I love it. Yeah. Meant to be.
So I've got a few picks for you for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, because I feel like those are the days that people are going to be able to get in to the new Carriage Works site, which is a really great spot. You got to get the train to Redfern, but who can't get the train to Redfern? All the lines stop there. And look, I'm going to throw out at the beginning, apologies to our friends in Parramatta and in the mountains. But of course, if you go to swf.org.au, there are events all over Sydney. I'm going to focus on the Carriage Works site because these are some events that I'm going to be checking out. So on Friday night, if you haven't come across it, an incredibly talented comedian and writer, Nakia Louie, has a podcast called Pretty for an Aboriginal, where she discusses issues in her life and just her experience as an Aboriginal woman in Australia. And she is recording a special edition with guests from the festival. So you can get along. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's a bit of a later one, but a perfect thing to do after dinner. And here, Nakia Louie, joined by Cleo Wade, Zinzi Clemens, Gloria Adam, and they're going to be recording Pretty for an Aboriginal at Carriage Works on Friday night at 9 p.m. That one, I think that one's one of the cheaper ones. It's about $15.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Very affordable.
So even on a low budget, you can get along and hear some amazing voices from Australia and overseas discussing some really hot contemporary issues. Now, Saturday, I think you've picked Saturday as your day to dive deep, haven't you?
Yeah. I took the whole day off and I've got a whole written down list of things to go through from 11 a.m. all the way through to the night. So I'm ready.
I am pretty much the same. The one that I want to mention from my long list of Saturday events is a panel called Recognize, and it's at 3 p.m. It's also at Carriage Works at Bay 20. So Carriage Works, if you're not familiar, is laid out into bays. It's the old machine shops, and they're really fantastic spaces to hear talks. And Recognize sees Marsha Langton, Professor Marsha Langton, and she is going to be joined by Stan Grant, as well as another a larger panel discussing issues of characterization and agency for Indigenous characters in literature and in writing. So I feel like that really connects with, I guess, the moment in history where we're actually trying to come to terms with our colonial past. I mean, you know, sitting here in Sydney, we are not its Indigenous habitants. We are colonizers, and we have to come to terms with that. And literature is a great way for us to think about problems. So I think that's going to be a really interesting and important discussion. I'm really looking forward to that one. It's $35, $25 for concession. I haven't been online. You can go to swf.org.au, but I think last time I looked, there were still tickets available for that.
That is exciting. And what time's that one?
That one's at 3 p.m. There is a huge day on Saturday. So, you know, you could book tickets for that and still get down in the morning and still have so much to look forward to in the evening. Now, on Sunday, because I don't want to have broken the budget, if you have taken my first two recommendations, you're about $50 lighter in the pocket. So I wanted to recommend some of the free events that are happening at the Writers Festival.
Love that.
Yeah, particularly the Curiosity Lecture Series. They run all day. They're in, I'm just trying to figure out, I think they are in one of the bays, maybe Bay 17. And they're a series of talks by different authors and thinkers on a range of curious topics. I wanted to pick one of my favorite authors at the moment, Jennifer Down. She's doing a talk on how to disappear. And it really looks at ideas of identity, how to steal and adopt someone's identity. And I guess also, she's also going to be looking at famous cases of fraud. But I guess as writers, writers know better than many other people how to assume identity and how to create identity successfully. And look, Pulse Points is Jennifer Down's most recent collection of short stories where she successfully creates a range of characters and takes you deep into their emotional world. It's something that Jennifer does so beautifully. So I would encourage you to go and hear her talk live. And it's free. The only thing I would recommend from my experience at Writers Festival is get there and get ready to line up a little bit before. Don't rock up right at the start time. For Jennifer, that's 11:30 a.m. Because often so many people are interested in this, you just can't get a seat.
And the fact that it's free as well, as you mentioned, you know, for such a impressive, you know, lineup is such an impressive conversation, to not be charging for it, there is probably going to be a lot of interest, I would imagine.
There's going to be a huge amount of interest. And look, it's such a fantastic day. It's so accessible. I love the Carriage Works venue. You're so close to Newtown and Redfern. So there's going to be so much to do for anyone who wants to get down there. If you missed any of those details, I'll just say it again, swf.org.au. You can find out about all of those events and more, all the free events, all the paid events. They're just three that I'm going to be checking out.
They sound incredible, actually. And yeah, I actually am probably going to go and suss out that Sunday one as well, actually. That's not one I'd really looked into. But Andrew, you're going to be jumping on for book club regularly again next week. What are we going to be taking a look at?
Look, if you'll have me, Tess, I would love to continue doing the book club. It is a great excuse to talk books, particularly Australian fiction. And so really recently, it was actually just such a shame that you weren't here a few weeks earlier, because Alexis Wright won the Stella Prize, and we had a fantastic interview, if people want to go to 2SER.com. Alexis Wright won for her book Tracker. Another absolutely fantastic shortlisted novel was Claire G. Coleman's Terra Nullius. I loved it. I am going to bring it in and chat to you about it next week. So that's Claire G. Coleman's Terra Nullius.
Looking forward to it, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, Tess. See you next week.